Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and this is Cover 2 as we delve into some of the questions facing the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm joined by Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. Now, everyone wants to know what's going to go on with the quarterback position this offseason and for 2013. And I guess the first thing is, with Chip Kelly as a new head coach, a bright, innovative offensive mind, Dave, what do you think that he wants from the quarterback position before we get into specific players?
Well, he said that the most important aspect that the quarterback must bring to the table is good decision making. And that means no turnovers. That means running the offense. That means setting up the blocking schemes. That means being the brain on the field. And I think obviously the Eagles had some problems in the past with this. Too many turnovers, too many bad decisions, too many blitzes that were not covered. So that's what he's looking for. Now, how much of an athlete, how much mobility, what type of quarterback, drop back, classic drop back, or a spread pistol, we don't know any of that stuff. We can sit here today and guess just like the fans. But the number one decision, the number one attribute is a good, smart, decision-making quarterback.
And that's everything you hear from Chip Kelly. There's not much more to add to that. The only thing I would add is that he wants the ball out quickly in the passing game, under 3 seconds. And so we're going to see if we can get a guy in here who can make those good decisions and get the ball out quickly.
So looking at the current roster and look at the top two spots with Nick Foles, who ended last season as a starter, and of course Michael Vick, could they both be on the week one roster come 2013?
I don't think it's out of the question. I would be very surprised if Michael Vick comes back at the same contract level that he was at last season, but I think that Michael Vick would like to compete for a starting job, and if he thinks that Philadelphia is the best place to do that, and if the Eagles want Michael Vick back, that's certainly a possibility. And as for Nick Foles, you know, we hear so much about Chip Kelly wanting a running quarterback, but he says that's not the case, as we talked about. It's about decision-making, and one of the other things you'll hear about Chip Kelly, if you look at some of the things he said in the past, is he wants quarterbacks with big hands, and last year at the combine, Nick Foles had the biggest hands of any quarterback, so it's not really fair to say that Nick Foles is not a Chip Kelly type quarterback. I think both guys have a chance to be here, but if I were a betting man, I would say probably one or the other.
You know, I think anything's possible with the quarterback position. I truly say I'm guessing just as much as you're guessing. I'm as intrigued as everyone else. I see the strengths in Michael Vick, and I see the weaknesses in Michael Vick. I see the strengths in Nick Foles. I see the weaknesses that he needs to improve upon. Certainly, I believe that Michael Vick doesn't come back making $16 million a year. Something that will have to happen in that aspect for Michael Vick to come back as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Now, looking at Vick, you talked about the turnovers. Can he get back to 2010, where he was much better at taking care of the football versus the last two seasons?
You know, again, the Eagles need to get, I think one of the, I've said this all offseason, their number one priority in terms of adding a player is to the offensive line. If they can make the offensive line great, sure. Michael Vick can sit back and have time to throw the football. But if you look at the history of Michael Vick's career, those six games in 2010 represent more of an anomaly than the rest of his career. So just judging by that, you would say it would be more difficult for him to revert back to that 2010 form.
Now, if the Eagles do look outside the organization for a quarterback, who are some of the guys, whether it's free agency, the draft, that might intrigue the Eagles?
I'm just guessing here, but certainly Dennis Dixon on the practice squad of the Baltimore Ravens is a name that's been thrown out there. Geno Smith, Matt Barkley in the draft, two very highly thought of prospects who I think, in terms of Geno Smith, as we get closer to the draft and he goes out and tests and the scouts see how tall he is and how mobile he is and how good the arm is, he will skyrocket in value. And that's a possibility too. But look, Chip Kelly knows quarterbacks. I don't. I'm not sure what he's looking for. He does. I'll leave that up to him.
The other thing in the mix there is, you know, it's going to be tough if a quarterback is deemed worthy of the fourth overall pick. There's a good chance that the Kansas City Chiefs at number one are going to be thinking about taking that quarterback as well. So certainly it's very possible the Eagles take a quarterback early in this draft to get a quarterback of the future. But there's going to be competition for those guys, and the Eagles are going to look for a quarterback wherever they can find one, whether it be free agency, trade, in the draft, on this roster, in Canada, in Africa. It doesn't matter. They'll look for one anywhere.
Now, does the success of Russell Wilson as a rookie and a third-round selection change the perception that you have to use that first-round pick, that number four overall pick on the quarterback?
Well, I think you swing for the fences with the quarterback when you can. You know, if a sixth-round pick, you see a guy who maybe you can develop down the road, like, a Matt Scott from Arizona, who was Nick Foles' backup for 2 years, who's a mobile guy. Maybe he fits into the Chip Kelly paradigm of quarterbacks that he can develop down the future. You swing for the fences, and you try to get a quarterback. That is obviously the most important position.
I think the danger here, though, is that last year's draft class at the quarterback position almost historically deep. I don't think that the draft experts project these quarterbacks entering the draft to be anywhere near the caliber of last year. And certainly it's not just Russell Wilson. It's what happened in Washington, what happened in Indianapolis. Miami loves its quarterback as well. A lot of good young quarterbacks coming out of that draft last year. You might not see that quality in April.
It'll be a question that Eagles fans will be watching for weeks to come. For Dave and Bo, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us on this Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.